favourite race day, if not the favourite race day on Saturday with the Epsom, and it's again a jack race, the Epsom and the Metropolitan. So today you've got everything, Simon. You know, you've got the football with the Swans, you've got the Epsom and Metrop race. You've got the football tomorrow. I could have asked a question this morning. What is the big race that's not on this weekend? And it could have been the Bathurst 500 or something like that, but I don't think anybody would have got it. We, of course, at this time of the morning, give you the chance of winning a twin pack of De Bortoli wine. And, of course, it's De Bortoli Windy Peak wine that we give you the chance of winning. And, you know, this morning, what shall we say, on a day like today, the old favourite Chardonnay, Simon, how do you think that would stand up?
Oh, perfect on a day like this. Grand final day, good racing.
If you like a white wine, Windy Peak Chardonnay is medium-bodied. It's just got a nice texture to it, nice finish with it. It really is nice. So you've got the Chardonnay. If you're looking for a red that everybody enjoys, the Windy Peak Cabernet Merlot. The Merlot just softens the wine, and, of course, the ladies enjoy that. If you're having a barbecue and you're looking for a, you know, maybe a sweeter wine than that, don't forget the ladies always enjoy Moscato, and it's a very sweet, lightly fizzed wine. If you're serving sweets or anything afterwards, a bottle of that will always go down well. So whichever way you go, there's a Windy Peak wine for you. Remember, it's a good wine at a very, very good price. Thank goodness for De Bortoli. Today's question, Simon. Now, some people might not like this, but I'm having a look at today's Epsom handicap, Simon, and It suddenly looks at it and I thought to myself, gee whiz, you know, John O'Shea's only got the one runner in there. That's Hauraki. And, of course, the Epsom's been, you know, one of those great races. So John's got Hauraki, and of course Darren Beedman is now the assistant to the trainer John O'Shea. And of course we have a look at time in racing, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and how time flies by. I remember Neville Selwood rode 4 winners of the Epsom. Well, Darren Beedman has ridden 3 winners of the Epsom handicap. This morning's question on 13:53:53: tell me the first Epsom handicap winner that Darren Beedman rode. Tell me the first Epsom handicap winner that Darren Beedman rode. He rode 3 of them. I'll give you that clue, right? And you think to yourself, Simon, wow, how time flies in racing.
Yeah, I'm trying to I don't think I could think of the first one off the top of my head.
Well, I can tell you this. If memory serves me correctly, did he not ride Superimpose at one stage, and that's not the answer.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a winner already, Paul, and this is well placed with the grand final tomorrow night. Peter from Cronulla has won the competition. Could be an omen.
Yes, it could be. Peter from Cronulla. We've had a Peter from Cronulla who's won this competition plenty of times, but again, we haven't heard from Peter from Cronulla for I don't know how many months. It's a long while, Peter. Good to see that you still listen to us and still enjoy coming in on the quiz. In fact, it was back in 1988. Do you realise that's nearly 30 years ago that Darren Beedman rode his first Epsom handicap winner? It was Regal Native in 1988 for Bobby Thompson, who, of course, had to leave the training ranks at Randwick, which upset so many people, which was quite right. But, you know, Bobby Thompson trained Regal Native and Darren Beedman was on it in 1988 and he was his first Epsom handicap winner. It's how time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Paul. We better press on, but enjoy the footy and the racing this afternoon.
Will do, for sure. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, everyone.
Paul Ambrosoli there, now 22-11.
Listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
And time to take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park Menangle. Michael Dumasney, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. How are we?
Very well, thanks. And congratulations. You've had a recent addition to your stable through the week.
Yeah, mate. First time dad, a beautiful little girl, and mum and bubba doing very well. So it's an exciting time for me at the moment.
Well done. Good on you, Mick. Well, let's run through your thoughts for this card at Menangle for this evening. The tab fixed odds at this stage only up on the feature race, the Paul Fitzpatrick Cup. The first race is the first heat of the tab.com.au pace. It's an MO to M1 with no scratchings.
Going to go a special first up here, Simon. Race number 1, number 5, Lower Cloud. Last time out, it runs second at Menangle last week over the 2,300 metres. Got to the lead on that occasion. Pins just quite couldn't hold out after a
after an early burn and only went down by about half a length. So I think it can make up for that tonight, get to the lead. David Morris aboard, and he drives this horse very, very well for Kevin Pizzuto. So we'll put it on top and make it a special number five, Blow a Cloud. For second, we'll go to number 12, Mr. JC for Luke McCarthy. Should be able to push through here from the second line and end up in a prominent position. Last time out was seventh. And before that was running six, but go back two and three starts ago was running some nice places, so we'll put it in for second. For third, we'll go in number one, Beaver, should get the good run here, and for fourth, number 10, which is Coldplay Road. My numbers here in race number one are five, a special from 12, 1 and 10.
So five, a good thing from 12, 1, 10. Race number two is the second heat of the Bohemia Crystal, an MO to M1, and the scratching is number 8 in transit.
Yeah, race number two here. Number 11 on top for me here, Better Than Max. This one trained by Dean Ray up at Newcastle. Luke McCarthy to take the reins. Last time out was a very good winner at Menangle in quick time. Beat some nice horses on that occasion. Medal of Honour, who we'll see go around later on, and also Inner Dominion bound Alderman Art. So it's got some good form lines going into this race. $5 coming up on iForm. But I think it'll start a bit shorter than that, and I think it can get the job done here, 151.5. It's mile rate last time out, so I think it can be winning this number 11 Better Than Max. For second, we'll go in number 12, which is Smoky Quartz. Drawn to get a good run here from gate number 12, should be pushing through and end up in a good position. Robbie Morris to take the reins. Last time out was running fifth, before that running third. That's good enough form to be running home well in this race. For third, we'll go in number four, which is Ego Dan. Looks your likely early leader. There's a bit of speed drawn around it, but if it's able to get to the top, it'll give some cheek. And for fourth, we'll go in number three, which is I Am Ready. My numbers here in race two are 11, 12, 4 and 3.
12, 4 and 3 the second. The third race, another MO to M1, and there's no scratchings.
Yeah, going for a bit of value here in number one, Medal of Honour. Draws well here. That's well drawing in this gate. There's a little bit of speed drawn outside of him, but I think if he's able to get him behind the leader here and secure a nice run, that $7 they're offering at the moment is quite good. Was the second behind Better Than Max last time out, the horse we tipped in the previous race. He beat home Alderman Art on that occasion. Looked to have the race won halfway up the straight, but his legs just didn't quite hold out. But I think from gate number one here with a nice early burn and just sitting in behind them, D. Aiken aboard, it should be able to get the cash here at a good each-way price. For second, we'll go with number 11, All Eyes On Us. Should be the favourite in this race. We'll probably go around odds on. Just has to overcome that awkward drawing. Gate number 11 was a good winner last time out when it defeated Hector JJ, the very nice horse. But on this occasion, he'll have to do it a little bit tougher in gate 11, but is the danger. For third, we'll go with number 12, which is Match Point. Very consistent sort of a horse. And for fourth, number 6, which is Sudden Change. My numbers here in race 3 are 1, 11, 12 and 6.
1, 11, 12, 6. Race 4 is the claimer, and there's no scratchings here. A field of 11.
Yeah, setting up here with number 7, which is Overlap, coming from the John McCarthy camp. Luke McCarthy to take the drive. Just had no luck last time out, went down the track behind Saloon Passage. Before that, has been racing all right, run fifth, and then a couple of placings. Gets into a bit of an easier assignment here tonight in the claiming race and should be very hard to beat from gate number 7. For second, we'll go in number 1, Place Your Bet, trained by the king of the claimers, Leon Gerb. Gets a good draw here, should be able to nestle in on the pegs here and be able to get a good run. If it sees daylight, it'll be running on well late. For third, we'll go with number 9, which is Astronaut, a very quick horse off the arm, so expect him to go forward. And for fourth, number 2, the picks. My numbers here in race 4 are 7, 1, 9 and 2.
7, 1, 9 and 2, race 4. Race number 5, the Farmer Joe's Chickens Ladyship Pace, an MO2M2, and 7 to start, no scratchings.
Yeah, we'll see one of our shortest price favourites of the night go around here in this race, Simon. Number 6, Katy Perry, looking to bounce back from a bit of a disappointment last week at Menangle. She just didn't show that dash up the lane that she usually shows when leading, but it was over the longer distance. Get her back here to the shorter distance. Lauren Tritton aboard, and she should be pushing forward and be very hard to beat. For second, we'll go with number 7, which is Tack Taylor's Delight. She's always around the money, this mare. She'll, especially in these mares races, she'll get back off the speed and hit the line strongly. She's a definite danger. For third, we'll go with number 4, which is Helen's Bonus. She's another one that gets back into the mares race well here. And for fourth, number 3, which is Duvella. My numbers here in race 5 are 6, 7, 4 and 3.
So 6, 7, 4, 3 numbers there, race 5. Over to race 6. This is the feature, the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick Cup. Now, the one scratching is number 6, I Am Mr. Brightside. And I've got the tab fixed odds here, Mick. The favourite is $3 for 9 Major Crocker, $4.20 for 5 Blazon and Cullen, and $5.50 for 8 Freyberg.
Yeah, well, I am Mr. Brightside coming out. That makes Major Crocker's chances a lot more brighter for me. I thought there might be just a bit of a too much of an early burn for Major Crocker, but I think gate number 9, he can win this race now with Iron Mr. Brightside out. He should be able to push forward here. Vince Vallelonga bringing the horse up from down at Melbourne. And, yeah, if he can push forward here, find the top, it'll be very hard to beat. He was a very good second last time out behind some nice horses, Messini and Co. So I think, yeah, pushing forward here is the key for Major Crocker over the 2,300 metres, and he should be able to get the cash. For second, we'll go with a bit of a roughie here. Number 3, Saloon Passage. I'm a massive fan of this horse. He does step up in grade, but he is a horse that can sit off them and really hit the line strongly. Broke through for a good win last time out. For third, we'll go with number 5, which is Blazon and Cullen. Was getting home really well last time out. Should be able to hit the line strongly again here. And for fourth, we'll go with number 8, which is Freyberg. My numbers here in race 6 are 9, 3, 5 and 8.
9, 3, 5 and 8 in race 6. Over to race 7, the Lombo Pocket Bodge Pace, to C3 to C5. And 9 to line up, no scratchings.
Yeah, another special here for me on the card. Number 8, which is All Blacks. All Black Stride, John McCarthy, the trainer, Chris Gear to take the drive, was very, very impressive when trialling before coming back for his first race start from a spell, trial behind Arms of an Angel. And, he went really nice on that occasion. Then first up from a spell, he just had to cover a little bit of extra ground. Things just didn't go right for him. I think from gate 8 here tonight, Young Geary will push this horse forward and it'll be very hard to beat. For second, we'll go in number 1, Sports Chayton, drawn to get a good run here. From gate number 1, was third last time out behind A Lot Better in also Blow a Cloud. So I think if he's able to get the right run here, gets a good sit, and he'll be hitting the line strongly. For third, we'll go in number 2, Miss Riverina Bell. She'll be able to push forward here and get a good position. She's a definite place chance. And for fourth, we'll go with number 6, which is Quick Turn. My numbers here in race 7 are 8. A special from 1, 2, and 6.
So 8's a good thing from 1, 2, and 6. And over to the last, race number 8 is for the Trotters over the mile. There's no scratchings, a field of 8.
Yeah, and we'll go with number 8 here, which is On Thunder Road. Gets back to mobile conditions here. He's arguably the best square gator in New South Wales at the moment. He is coming off a last start third where he was checked, and he had to give them a big start over the stand start conditions. Like I said, back to the mobile here. D. Hancock aboard. He'll go forward, and he'll be very hard to beat. For second, we'll go with number 5, which is Yogi Johnson, another one that the stand start didn't fare well last time out. He galloped out. P.W. Morris aboard here again. He's having another drive on the horse. He should be able to ping the gate and find a prominent position. For third, we'll go in number 6, which is Visualize, another one from the Turner and Morris camp. Should be riding this one. For fourth, number 7, Motu Young Jacob. My numbers here in race 8 are 8, 5, 6 and 7.
8, 5, 6, 7. So the two best, race 1 and race 7.
Yeah, race 1, number 5, Blow a Cloud, and race 7, number 8, which is All Black Stride. Might be able to get a nice little parlay in there to kick off your long weekend. And, it should be a good night tonight at Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Yeah, good on you, Mick. Thanks very much for your help. Enjoy your afternoon and your evening.
Thanks, Simon.
Mick Dummersney there. The first race from Menangle due at 5:48. And there is a $10,000 first four jackpot on the feature race, the Group 3 Paul Fitzpatrick Cup. We'll take a break at 12 minutes to 11 and then Phil Roberts to look at Wentworth Park.
Bing Lee, bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain. Bing Lee, where there's a great deal more in store.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered from all angles. Get the latest trots action every Tuesday morning at 10:30 with On The Pace. Interviews with trainers and drivers. Tips for the feature racing. On The Pace, every Tuesday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
This spring, Sky Sports Radio brings you major events from around the country.
Real Princess dives through, but pure luck takes out the Pinochet.
Friday, the Carlton Mid Port Macquarie Cup heads a dual-pronged attack with $340,000 in prize money on the line. And in the nation's capital, Canberra stages the annual Tony Campbell Memorial Race Day, where Mitch Manners, Luke Marlowe and Josh Fleming will call all the action. Where you and catch it all this Friday on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Wentworth Park, Greyhound Racing tonight with a couple of heats of the Sydney Cup. Phil Roberts is with us now. Phil, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
Right, not a bad program at Wendy tonight. You're calling the card this evening?
Yeah, mate, I'll be there.
Okay, Timmy Newbold having a night off. So let's get your thoughts for the card, Phil. The first gets underway at 28 after 7. Now, the scratchings are 3 Nitrous Ice and 10 Queen Audrey. I can tell you 9 comes into box 3. The only fixed odds that we have at this stage are on the couple of Sydney Cup heats.
First, I've gone 4, 6, 5, and 8, Nangar Thunder. Beaten as a short price favourite in the Casino Cup last start. Has a handy record here. Looks well placed. Number 6, Amani, in for second. A win in the third of these past 2 starts here is a definite chance again. Number 5, Goodwin Terry, a winner here 3 runs back, just outside the placing since. And Twist of Thunder, most of his racing has been in Victoria. In fact, the only time it's benched out of Victoria was a placing here. That was off box 1. He's better drawn inside, but still has a chance. 4, 6, 5, 8.
So 4, 6, 5, 8. The first race, number 2, reserves are out.
I've gone 3, 7, 2, and 8. Number 3, Funky Punk. She's in arguably career best form, winning the second of the past 2 starts here. Both sub 30 second performances. Very hard to beat. Number 7, Big Chicken, into seconds. Won 2 out of 4 here. Can handle a wide draw. Impressive winning here last week. Number 2, Enrage, has an inside draw for the first time in her 13 start career. That's going to bring her right into this. And number 8, Spider Gleason, in for 4th. She'll get a nice card over from Big Chicken running cover and has won 2 out of 4 from box 8. 3, 7, 2 and 8 in the second.
So 3, 7, 2, 8 race 2 across 2. The third, the Warren Mundine Appreciation Stakes. Sam, the scratching is 6, Magic Spring.
Yeah, there were 8 winning chances in this before the scratching. There's now 7 winning chances. Very difficult race. For that reason, I've gone with the boxes. Number 1, Good Odds Angel. Rails draw is crucial. It's a top-class field. Was a free-for-all winner here last week. Number 2, Takedown into second. Was runner-up to Good Odds Angel here last week. Had won 3 out of 4 prior to that. Number 8, Tilly's Boy. Last start, Meadows. Winner off box 7. We'll be charging across with Maya Mahi Mahi. And I've put Maya Mahi Mahi in for 4th. Got a stack of speed underneath it, however. But she has won 2 of her last 3 on the track. 1, 2, 8, 7 in the 3rd.
So 1, 2, 8 and 7 there in race 3. Over to the 4th race. And the first leg of the Big 6 at 27 after 8. Scratchings are 6 Black Ink and 10 Inner City.
Yeah, I've gone 7, 1, 3 and 5, almost Black, has placed to the past 4. She's led at some point in each of those. Will be in front again at some stage tonight and just hoping that she can hang on. Number 1, Vera Wet, in for 2nd. Perfectly drawn in this is a definite winning chance. Unique Gatsby, drawn to get a great run in this. Good value at double figure odds. And number 5, Tap Out Tony, winner here at the midweeks 10 days ago and can figure again. 7, 1, 3, 5.
So 7135 there in race 4. Now, there is a $20,000 quaddie jackpot tonight. Race 5 gets that quaddie underway at 10 to 9. And it's the first of the Sydney Cup heats. Now, the scratching in heat 1 is number 2, Zipping Silver. Tab Fixed Odds had the market up and running. 1, Miss Foxy Lee is the equal $3 favourite with Fire Bring the Bell. And then 3, Cardiology, Phil, 360.
Yeah, I've gone for Cardiology. Freshened up and resumed at Richmond last Saturday over 5.35. She led all the way on that occasion. Ran basically a PB there, so she's spot on for this. Number 3, Cardiology, the New South Wales distance champion. Over number 1, Foxy Lee, great winning records, got the perfect draws, won 3 of 7 on the track. Huge winning chance again. Number 5, Ring the Bell, won $207,000 in prize money. That says it all. 5 of his last 6, definite chance, and Mulloway, the Brisbane visitor, 3158.
So 3158 in heat number 1. Across to the second heat, and number 9, Bambi on Ice, is the scratching here. Now, this market's got 2 Whittaker, $2.50, 6 As You Write, $4.20, and 7 More in Stone, $5.
Yeah, I've gone 2, 7, 6, and 4. Whittaker, class performers, won 7 out of 6 over this trip. Won his past 2 here, perfectly set for this. Number 7, More in Store, in for 2nd. Another's won 7 races over this trip and has won 3 of the last 5. Number six, as you're right, Victorian, up here for the Cup, definite chance, placed at her only start on the track. And number four, Appetite, stepping up to 700 here, good middle distance form, but needs to step up in a rising class here, 2.7, 6 and 4.
2.7, 6, 4, race six. Over to race seven, the reserves come out.
And Bessie Boo here on top, 1, 3, 5 and 4. Got a perfect draw for Bessie Boo. Very winnable race for him. Of course, the most winningest greyhound in Wentworth Park history. Number three, Body and Soul in for second. Down in grade last week when it was runner-up, and it's a similar situation here. Number five, Aqua Dragon in next. Second of the two runs back puts him right in the mix. And number four, Fugue, slow early, but will be running on 1, 3, 5 and 4.
1, 3, 5, 4. Race eight, three scratchings for Lochinvar Dash, 6 Nadal and Nadal, 9 Winsome Spring. At 10, however, Humble comes into box four.
Yeah, 1, 2, 5 and 7. Ando's Mac, unbeaten since coming from Victoria to the Jason McKay Kennel. Box to win this. Number two, Moonstone Khan in for second. 1, 3 out of 7 here. He's got the good draw. 5, Chaser in for third. Has run sub-30 seconds here recently, but not well drawn in the 5. And number 7, American Rose. Can run the time, but has a very poor winning record. 1, 2, 5 and 7 in the 8.
So 1, 2, 5, 7. Race 9 reserves out.
Yeah, I've gone 2, 1, 7 and 6. Number 2, Sad Max. He's got a great record here. Box to be right up there early. Hasn't missed a place from box 2 in actual fact. Number 1, Blue Revolver into second. Box draw brings him right into this, and that's won almost 100,000 in prize money, so got a bit of class on its side. Number 7, Strixon. It's won 2 of his last 4 here, and the Gardens. There's a big chance at odds. And number 6, Crazy Sexy. Middle distance form Adapto is really good for a race like this, but back to the 500 here. 2, 1, 7, 6, race 9.
2, 1, 7, 6, and the lucky last, race number 10, scratchings of 4, So She Can, and 10, Slick Oscar.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 6, 5 and 2. Empress Lou, drawn to win. I think the box makes all the difference in this field. It's in the right hands. Melbourne form is great. Number 6, Barking Bad, is awkwardly drawn. He's the fastest dog in the race, I'd suggest. But because of the box draw, he's got to go in second. Number 5, Kia's Comet, has won 2 of his last 4. Missed the start last week, but can rectify that tonight. And number 2, Cosmic Rhino. Richmond runs have been good, but this is harder. 1, 6, 5 and 2 in the last.
Okay, that was in the last. And what was your best there, Phil?
Ando's Mac, mate. Race 8, number 1, Ando's Mac. Perfectly drawn. Looks very hard to beat.
Okay, good on you, Phil. Thanks very much for your time and good calling this evening.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Phil Roberts there. The first race from Wentworth Park is due at 28 past 7. It's 4 to 11. That will take a break. And at the top of the hour, Peter Ellis to preview Morfordville.
Luna Park's magical Big Top Christmas Ball is back.
Saturday, December 17.
This all-inclusive evening event is ideal for small businesses looking for a 5-star dining Christmas experience. Top entertainment is guaranteed on the night with MC Justin Karcher, DJ Ash and party band Let's Groove Tonight. Plus casino tables and plenty of great prizes to be won. Spots are strictly limited. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com. Proud sponsor of Camp Quality.
Have you got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe and no money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government legislated agreement that combines all your debts into just one regular weekly repayment, interest-free and tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Midweek racing is fully covered on Sky Sports Radio.
This Wednesday from 9:30, get your Sydney preview lowdown with form analysts Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, plus the latest tab markets. Racing HQ, every Wednesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. The time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan. I'm a digital radio. To help explain why it's time to update your old radio, with me is my friend Digital TV.
Hi.
There you go.
Remember when us TVs went digital?
Everyone does. Get to the point.
Suddenly, you got lots more channels for free.
Yes.
Well, it's the same with digital radio.
When you buy a digital radio, you can get all your favourite stations, plus up to 30 extra ones, playing all kinds of music, live, sport and talk.
That's pretty great.
It's really great.
All you have to do is head into your nearest retailer.
Or check out digitalradioplus.com.au.
And upgrade to digital.
Bing Lee, bringing you the best brands and best advice since 1957. Head into Bing Lee today and grab a bargain. Bing Lee, where there's a great deal more in store.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has all your Labor Day public holiday racing covered. This is what it feels like. From 6:30 Monday morning, get all the Warwick Farm winners from Ray Thomas and Paul Joyce. And it's also Denman Cup Day at Musselbrook. Public holiday racing this Monday on Sky Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
Time to take a look at racing at Morfordville this afternoon with Peter Ellis. And Pete, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, you're at Randwick this afternoon. You've travelled up with Palantino.
Yeah, apparently he's done very well. And they're looking forward to possibly Darren winning his first race in New South Wales, in Sydney. So it'll be great if it could be in the Epsom. I've seen some good horses win the Epsom over the years. You know, we've had the Guns in Strike. There's been... it's been a good horse's race, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, good luck this afternoon, Pete.
Thanks, Simon.
We'll get your thoughts for Morfordville. We are on a soft 7 this afternoon. Now, in race number 1, we've got a 2-year-old, which is over 1,000 metres, and there's a whole bunch of first starters here, 7 of them, and no early scratchings. The market's got 7 time awaits, the $1.70 favourite.
Darren's book taken.
You there, Pete?
Yes, Simon, yes. Of course, the track's improved to a 7. It wasn't looking too good 2 days ago.
No.
It was a blackout. But, obviously, you can only just go on trials. And this horse was very impressive, winning at Balaclava time away. It's 1 by 6 there, beating Love Poet, the Jolly Runner. And then I've gone with the 1 and the 2. But I've gone 7 time away, 5 Love Poet, 1 Malk, and the 2 Pasito.
Okay.
Table made of the favourite.
7.5.1.2 in the first. Race number 2 is for 3-year-olds over 1,000 metres. The scratching is 6 Nitty Kitty. And the fixed odds favourite is number 1, Mr. Marku at 3.30.
Yeah, I'm with Sawaki. Only had a couple of starts. On debut on the park circuit there, heavily back. Just missed behind, serenely discreet. That's good form. Next start, over race, and he was 5th to Ben's. Well, Ben's won at the Valley last night. So Mr. Marku, obviously... the danger, trial well at Balaclava. It's a back marker. It hit the line hard there in that Magic Millions race behind Cheese Positive there in March. Fast Tycoon, first starter, one of the hazes, trialled okay at Wangaratta and Posture.